Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Excite Gaming Podcast, the place where you come for the games, but you stay for the truth. Home of the Empty Promise. My name is Chris, and tonight I'm joined by my very best friend in the whole wide world, Mr. James D. Downey.
Yo.
Okay, let's sidebar straight away.
How about badass?
Can we sidebar?
That? Yeah.
Where you come for the games, but you stay for the truth.
Yeah?
I think we gotta change that.
Does anyone here come for the games?
Does anyone stay for the truth?
What truth?
I think we should change that.
Okay.
Hello and welcome to the podcast from XI Gaming. This is where you come to relax and unwind after a long week. No, what can we do?
Hello and welcome to the XI Gaming podcast.
I can't just flap it.
Yeah, you can.
Hello and welcome to the XI Gaming podcast. I'm joined by D. No.
You can say I'm Chris and I'm joined
the
by
the place where you come for the truth but stay for the games. No, we do very little games, to be
and
fair.
And we don't speak any truth. So both aspects
some
are
of our
false.
News is,
no, Chris,
is
the true. Majority of what we say is guaranteed bullshit.
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Grade A bullshit. Absolutely. That's what you should say.
We did that in our
XI Gaming
before.
Podcast. Grade A manure. Come for the games.
Stay for the manure. Stay for spreading.
Slurry.
Anyway, we'll talk about this. This is something we probably should talk about in the 40 minutes before we podcasted. Yeah. Dee, thank you for joining me on what is episode 47 of the podcast. It is a Saturday night, Saturday the 12th of May. We are rattling our way through May here, Dee, already. That only leaves us 3 more podcasts in May. Which means we're going to finish on 50 at the end of May.
Well, that's pretty sick, actually.
It's great. We're going to finish on 50 your birthday weekend.
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
I don't know.
Should we get party poppers?
Let's go skydiving.
We could. Podcast and skydive?
Podcast from the plane and then skydive at the end.
It's
been done before.
It's quite warm and toasty in here tonight.
It's comfortable, Chris.
It's an unusual kind of setting. It's humid. It's clammy. It's robust.
Yeah, our air humidifier is busted, so...
Yeah.
We're sweating it out this week.
We are. Yeah. It's like Nam in here. it's unusual. And then I was going to go into something about the weather.
Oh, yeah. We've had good weather.
Very good weather.
Well, no, actually, it was kind of a shit week until yesterday.
It was okay week.
It was an okay week, maybe.
You've been in Belfast all week?
Yeah.
That's why.
Everyone's worse in Belfast.
Yeah.
Except for the weather. It was great. Nah, like...
Basically, you come for the games, but you stay for the weather.
Oh, here. No, it was a bad week in Belfast, Chris.
That was okay here.
I would say today was as good as the barbecue we had. Have we talked about the barbecue yet?
No.
That's a great thing to talk about.
Because we did the last podcast the day of.
The day before,
yeah.
So we've had barbecue weather, essentially.
Yeah, we have had barbecue.
Since the last podcast.
Apparently that's coming back next week.
I heard if it was this weekend it was going to be like that. But then,
well, there's still tomorrow to go.
Today was good, like. But
still tomorrow to go.
We had probably the biggest barbecue of all time.
This side of the Mississippi, anyway.
Yeah.
Does the Mississippi run north to south or east to west?
North south.
This side of the Mississippi, then.
it's kind of like a horizontal thing, Chris.
Those are the important questions we ask on this show. Is this a show?
This is a podcast show.
This is what I got asked the other day.
Showcast.
Someone said to me at work, when are you doing your next show? And I was like, well... You know, if your money's right, you know.
You were like, well, the O2 is booked out until fucking late
is
May.
Is this a show?
So. I don't know. That's a podcast. Is a podcast a show?
No.
What's it called? The Joe Rogan Experience? It's an experience.
No.
It's the XI Gaming. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the XI Gaming. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the XI Gaming Experience. Will you come for the games, but you stay for the experience?
For Joe Rogan.
You stay for the MMA.
Yeah, you know, I actually looked up... podcast discussion ideas.
Swear to God, I thought you were going to say, I actually looked up Horn. I heard PO, I was like, dirty fucker. Bring it onto our clean, PG-friendly show or podcast.
Have we ever done a PG-friendly podcast?
No.
No, definitely not.
This one was going good until I brought up Horn.
Yeah, Horn. Horn's not a bad thing.
My bad.
We need to embrace it.
We do.
Yeah, we do. no, I looked up podcast topic, discussion topics the other day.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? And one of them was someone suggested that you should podcast discussing other YouTubers' podcasts.
Mm.
I just
review
thought,
them or something?
What a boring show that would be. Imagine if we just sat here and discussed podcasts that we watched.
We would just
do you listen to the recent podcast? Yeah, I did.
We do that. We do that for the It's Obvious podcast like 90% of the time.
Yeah, but we just say, yeah, I heard them talking about it. But we don't sit for like an hour and a half discussing how they talk.
But we would do that. The way we would do that show as well, we'd be like, yeah, it was really, really bad, that podcast. It was shit compared to this one.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't the XI Gaming experience. Yeah. We come for the games, but you stay for Joe Rogan. Yeah, Chris, there is an ungodly number of crumbs down the back of the seat. This is not... When's the last time we cleaned up here?
I thought that earlier when I was putting stuff on the table over there. It's horrible, dude. That Aloy standee thing is just fucking lying there.
We're going to take that out when we cleaned up. A couple of months ago.
We took Aloy off, stapled her up there.
When you said as well, and you put that over on the table, I was like, that's more or less our bin, that table.
We are gonna revamp come August time.
Not this week.
We're gonna revamp in like an hour's time. So let's wrap this up, guys. Yeah, we're gonna revamp come August.
Yeah,
but that fits in. What did I say last week? We always do this. We always tie in our podcast topic in the introduction of the show. That ties in with our plans for summer. The podcast topic. Hello and welcome to the XI Gaming Experience.
It's going on you. Oh, it's so going
good.
On you.
It's so good. Once it hit your lips.
There you go. It was seamless as well, except for the part where you pointed the whole thing out.
Next week I won't. I will.
It was good because now people are going to pay attention to that. They're going to be like, they're so seamless the whole way through. It's always links back into the main topic.
Because it's an experience.
It's just an experience.
We want you to lie in bed or the bath or the shower. And just experience
this show, whatever way, whatever format you want.
Whatever format
you can listen to it, you can watch it. We have the Smell-O-Vision coming in next year.
I watched a video from my shower the other day.
How?
Right. So I get into my shower and like.
So I busted down the wall in the bathroom, straight into the living room.
Sliding doors closed like this in the shower, right?
Yeah.
And like the windowsill is like just over there. It's like maybe like 2 feet away.
Yeah.
And then I set my phone up on the side.
Oh.
And I was just trying to buffer the Minecraft video because I could get good signal there. And then I started playing for the shower and just stood and watched it.
I can just imagine you like stood at the door of the shower just like steams up.
It was pretty good. I was learning how to make an Enderman farm.
Enderman?
An Enderman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And have you made an Enderman farm?
Not yet. But I have to find Enderman for my next part of the video. D, how has your week been? Can't believe that was so fucking seamless. Hang on, first of all, before you discuss your weeks,
so fucking seamless.
Just honestly, D. We would like to first of all welcome and congratulate all of you new subs for finding this channel.
Congratulations! Congratulations! To the subscribing to the XI Gaming Experience.
This week, the last 2 weeks, I've just been great for this channel in general. It's just constant boosts and morale boosts and things like that. Which I think anybody who wants to do anything on YouTube ever kind of realizes that like even like the smallest words of like even the smallest compliment like goes a long way, really drives you to just keep pushing.
Even a comment that says like good job or
completely nice. And our latest, I hope you guys seen the latest the Scrubs intro. Because it has hit, it has resonated with fans very much so.
I'm very happy with how it came out in the first place. It was
superb.
And I'm glad that fans of the show have enjoyed it as well.
Yeah, I think we did it justice, the intro justice. Yeah. We don't want to, we're never going to do an intro that we can't do it justice.
That's exactly, Chris. Yeah. We're going to go the full 9 yards. Yeah. How far do you go?
Nine.
I don't really understand American sports.
9 yards to gain the inch.
Every mile.
I was trying to think of something else.
Sports metaphors, I'm awful at them.
I'm terrible too.
So that was just like, that was epic to get fucking, we got like a lot of views on it. It was good. Started seeing a couple of subscribers pop up.
Yeah,
we're on 90 at this moment. Yeah.
And we put up just last week that our goal by June or the end of June?
Yeah, June was 100.
Was to get to the 100. And we are so on track for hitting that now. We can't thank you guys enough. And we would love to see just 10 more to pop in to get us to that 100. And then I seem to have it in my head that once we hit the 100, we're just going to like...
200, 300, 400.
That's the point. It's not going to happen like that. But it was a very small milestone that we always said we wanted to hit the first 100.
Yeah, we wanted to hit it as quick as possible. It's taken a lot.
Some people hit it within a week. Some people hit it within a day.
It's taken us a year.
It's taken us a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. On and off a year.
Well, yeah, we did take some time off. But like, That's essentially, like, it took longer than we thought it was going to take, but, like, it's just still but the point so is, important.
It's always been there, but it's always kind of been, like, the back of our mind. Every now and again, we'll see it, and we'll be like, right, let's make a push in this. But to be honest, we just enjoy doing this so much that you kind of just forget about the sub count.
I prefer seeing, like, 50 views on every podcast than same, I would.
Yeah. Well, and the podcast is doing very well, and we want to thank you guys so much, because we were just talking before, before we started here, and we were just saying that we can't actually believe the amount of people that tune in on a weekly basis to actually hear us talking. Because God knows we don't talk well.
No.
No, we're terrible. And
the majority
talkers.
Of what we do talk is bullshit.
Oh.
Or just plain lies.
98% of what we talk is bullshit. And
that's the XA Gaming guarantee.
The other 2% is just made up from like filler news.
Every so often.
Us going to the toilet.
Every so often we're accidentally right about something.
Oh, yeah. And it's a joyous occasion. Yeah.
We cherish those moments. Yep. I would like to give a shout out to Fenton Connolly as well, who contacted us and just. Fucking
give
randomly.
Us a massive morale
yeah,
boost.
I just love the fact it was so random. I was just not expecting that. Just to hear, yeah, watches yeah. videos, enjoys them. That's just fucking amazing to hear.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank
because,
you so much.
D kept that from me until right before we were about to start this podcast.
Yeah.
And to say I'm on cloud nine is an underrated saying, I think.
You couldn't just say an understatement. You couldn't just say
understatement. Yeah. Can I think of that?
No.
Can I think of that?
It's an underrated saying is what it is.
I'm
I prefer
you,
that, actually.
We have a way with words. We have a way with words in this show.
It's not necessarily a good way, but it is a way.
Thank you so much, man, for getting in touch. That is so, so very appreciated. And we're just going to continue to do this on a weekly basis. So, D, let's get on with the show.
Damn.
How's your week been?
Well, Chris, as you know, right after we did our last podcast. Actually, what did we do? Right after our... Oh, yeah, I edited it.
You edited it at the podcast.
And,
well, you got food first, and then you edited.
Yeah, I did. I had a water scissors, which is what I had today. A lovely chicken, two-piece chicken fillet box.
Yep.
Some of the best chicken I've had. Ever.
It's great chicken.
Like, tonight.
Yeah, it's very good chicken.
It's very,
highly
very
recommended.
Good. But, yeah, I edited that Scrubs intro and I got that done. And then went over to yours the following day, which was Sunday.
Yeah, very good day. Very hot day.
Our best weather we've had. Weather?
Weather? Our best weather.
Our best weather we had all year. The best weather we've had all year by far. Like, yeah. Just
beautiful
fucking,
day.
It just worked out perfectly. Just outside yours, barbecue on, couple of beers. Just
very
was fucking
nice
excellent,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. Yeah, it turned out to be a really nice day, actually.
Good beer, good food, good company. It was just good time.
That guy said it right there. It was a very good day, actually.
And yep. Someone was there, yeah. Was
glad to see the guys making it out. Glad to see James Sinker, who some of you may notice from the podcast.
Some of you
time.
May recognize.
We've got to get him back up, actually.
Yeah, we'll get him back up.
yeah,
we'll get Sarah, his girlfriend,
making it out to us as well, because...
Sorted.
Thank you for that, very much so. And the guys for making it out.
Yeah.
Joe and Murray.
Just made the fucking night. Great crack, like, and then played some... The pool and
that's right, yeah.
Talk some
that,
shit
actually,
and
yeah.
That was
yeah.
it.
Good, just to get that catch up, yeah.
Exactly.
Yep. That we look forward to doing that again. Oh, we actually came up with a couple of good ideas, which I'm going to talk a little
whilst
bit about.
Whilst
slightly inebriated.
I was not. I was more than slightly inebriated.
Were you, yeah?
Well, not really, no.
I kind of felt like I was kind of getting there a good bit. Now, Sinker and I had quite a few of those Molsons. We started drinking
Sinker was in great spirits. I haven't really seen Sinker in...
That highest spirits?
Yeah, that highest spirits.
That's because he had a lot of spirits.
Yeah.
No, we started drinking at like 2 o'clock and we just kept going. Like those Molsons just kept coming out and he was like,
Molson. We got rid of the Molsons.
Yeah, I think he kind of said, I don't want to have too many. He was working very early the next morning, as was Sarah, and they kind of both.
It was a bad idea.
Yeah, I'm so glad. I'm so thankful that they did, though.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
But no, it was fantastic evening. Got to talk about some of the ideas that I did have, but go on, D.
Okay, good. Okay, we'll talk about that. Obviously, the Monday was bank holiday, so was able to just lie up and do fuck all then on the Monday. Right. So just I wouldn't say recover, but like, you know, just like take it real easy. I think I played a bit more God of War, which I've been playing again through the week.
You did more than just play God of War, because that was the day you texted me.
Oh, was it the day? Yeah.
That was the day.
Oh, yeah. So I guess that day I sat down to say I'm going to finish the campaign for that, and that's what I did. Committed basically the fall of that day.
Do you want to talk about that now since we're on it?
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah.
You finished it out as well?
I finished it.
So...
This is at this point, spoiler. At this point, spoiler for like the next 2.5 minutes. We'll
I'd say the next five.
The next 5.5 minutes.
15 and a half hours.
15 and a half minutes. Whenever you see me waving like this, it's good to come back in. All right. God of War spoilers.
God of War.
What did you make of it?
I loved the ending. I mean, right. from the point where you start the battle with Baldur and then Freya comes into the mix. All of that, the mistletoe, making him vulnerable.
That was such, when I seen that, I was like, why has he become vulnerable? And then I was like, oh my god, that was an Atreus, his fucking quiver.
The bit where Kratos is just like, catches Atreus, and he's like, you're bleeding. And he's like, lost his breath, you're like, fuck.
And he's like, not my blood. Excellent. The fight itself was fantastic.
I love the fight. Yeah. I love the way that he was like, kind of like, he was feeling now for the first time. So he was on fire, and then he was frozen, and you had to switch your weapons to make a
very good
play on that. The battle was excellent.
Yeah.
Then the giant being reanimated and then just like breaking up the battlefield halfway through. That was amazing.
But what about the ending?
The culmination of this fight.
Yeah.
I thought it was excellent.
Yeah.
I was glad to see that Baldur wasn't just a dickhead.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had what would you call it? Like feelings, not feelings, but like...
Yeah, no, it was feelings towards...
His mother. That he never got to express.
And I genuinely thought he was going to go ahead, like Kratos was going to let him go ahead and end it there and then.
So he basically wanted to kill Freya for making him the way he was. And like, I think it was really well shown as well, you know, they were in hell.
Yes.
And it was kind of like shown how that happened.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that.
I love that whole thing throughout that, yeah. Kratos said to Atreus as well, what did you see?
And he
said, I didn't see anything.
Atreus did see it though.
Of course he said it. But he just knew at that point. Because Atreus became such a dick in that game. For a small portion of that game, he just became
weak. Just when he found out he was a god.
They did it so well.
Yeah, he became a complete dick. But there was obviously something happening to him because he said he couldn't even remember it being like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know what exactly happened. There may be something in the next game or the later games that they're going to use. Absolutely.
Maybe it was his sickness.
Yeah, it could have been the sickness, which we still don't really know what that was or what it's about. But just absolutely excellent. Then Kratos obviously goes up and just fucking snaps his neck.
Yeah, fantastic.
And Freya loses her shit.
Yeah, walks off with Baldur in her arms, and then obviously you get to make your way with Atreus.
Did you notice she was different when she came back just before that fight? Like, she was like... It looked like she was wearing like more armor-like clothing rather than the kind of...
Oh, really?
I thought so.
Rather than like witchy kind of...
And she had like tattoos and stuff on her fingers. I thought she looked different. Really, I was like... She looked more godlike rather than like an old... Not an old, but like a witch in the woods.
Yeah. All right.
That's what I thought. I
didn't notice that too much, to be fair.
Yeah.
But yeah, obviously then you go with Atreus.
You finally get to
Jotunheim.
Yeah.
To the top of the world, the land of the giants,
to
scatter the mother's ashes once and for all, her dying wish, where you see the hieroglyphs on the wall, which kind of explains that she had foreseen this entire thing.
The whole journey
she had foreseen. And I just thought it was so well done, you know, the curtains kind of hanging over the wall, and Atreus is like, right, let's go, and the wind blows,
yeah, and you just see
kind of sees like himself, like a picture of himself kind of lying in Atreus's arms, he was like dying, and I was like, oh god.
Well, you don't know if he's...
Well, we don't know, but he's lying there.
The
he's
implication
vulnerable.
Is, yeah. I thought that was, I was kind of thrown by that. I was like, oh, so the whole thing... Every time I see this in a film or a game, I kind of, like, the philosophical side of it kind of irks me, because I'm like, oh, so all of this was fated to happen.
Yeah.
And like...
And it didn't?
And in a way, it makes, like, so really what... all of my choices and all the stuff I did didn't really matter. It was all predetermined. But then... The game kind of shows, like, talks about, like, well, prophecies don't have to come true.
Yeah.
But this is what she prophesied would happen, and it did happen, you know, more or less the exact same way. I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked even more, though, that Atreus finds out that he is part giant.
Yeah.
He's a god giant. Yep. Giant god.
And what made it even better was when he turns around to Kratos and says, you know, that wasn't my name on the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
Why did he never call me by my real name? Which was?
Loki.
Oh!
What your mother wanted to call you,
when
Loki.
When I heard that, I was like, oh, jeez.
I literally was just like, that was my favorite moment of the game. Well, okay, no.
Well, yeah.
I just love that up moment there. So much. Yeah. I was just like, oh my god, Loki. That's amazing.
So well done. It just tied in so well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It just felt so natural.
It was like, he is, because you realize he's a god, a giant god, and he's heavily related to the mythology of this, as was his mother.
Mm-hmm.
And it just makes sense that he could be one of the big players,
but
doesn't obviously know it. Once you make that revelation, there's so many more interesting things that sort of crop up. There's parts where Mimir is talking about how something about the world serpent said. So I think Atreus is asking, what was that thing that the world serpent said? And Mimir goes, oh, it was just something he said. You looked familiar to him.
Yes.
And that's a reference to the fact, and this was, Sean McLaughlin was telling us this in the car the other day.
Yeah, about the mythology.
But in the grand mythology of things, Loki is like meant to be like the creator of the world serpent. And the world serpent can see, apparently it can see through time because it can see Ragnarok happening, even though it's not going to happen for hundreds of years. Oh my God, it's just like there's so many fucking little tidbits. And
I know. The way it links together is a phenomenal way to go with this game.
Oh yeah, it was a great choice.
So good.
Just because it's so rich. Only, it's really, apart from Greek mythology, you could say really it was Roman or Norse.
Yeah.
There were the only two big god.
Roman is quite similar to Greek. It's just pretty much the same characters different names. Yeah. Neptune and Poseidon and all that kind of
thing. Fucking excellent.
Excellent game.
And did you see there was one part when they're looking for, they're in one of Odin's little treasuries or something?
Right.
And they open one of those shrines, and it's you just see all the symbols of all these different
of the different wars, and it's you can see the Omega symbol.
And it's what does that mean? It means
it's
war.
A symbol I know all too well. Yes, very cool.
But I noticed there was other, there was Egyptian mythology.
Egyptian
up in the corner.
Was up in the top left. There and was then the one on the bottom. What was it?
It was Celtic mythology.
Is that what that was?
Which was that one I was talking about? Would be great if we could see it.
Jesus, oh my God. Egypt would be cool for them.
Oh, Egypt would be amazing as well.
Cool. Set and
just they've just shown that they can really go anywhere they want with it.
Very cool.
I don't think they're obviously going to stick with Norse mythology for the foreseeable.
Norse mythology for the next couple of games. Yeah.
But it was just great. I went back in last night to just knock off the last couple of missions that I'd never got to around to finishing before I did the...
Is this still spoiler talk, sorry?
Yeah, more or less. Okay. But I'm not spoiling any for you if you haven't experienced it yet. But I just more or less did all of the missions. They're all done now. All I have left is little collectibles and stuff like that.
I want to go after the Valkyries.
Yeah, I haven't actually done any of those yet.
Apparently, you don't finish that game until you free the Valkyries and you get the best armor in the game.
Yeah.
And that's supposed to be one of the hardest things to do. Now, the game was pretty tough up to this point.
There's 9 Valkyries.
Yeah. So. The game was... We tried fighting a Valkyrie because we stumbled into it by mistake.
Yeah. No, they're tough.
We couldn't get anywhere near.
No, I got about maybe an eighth of their health down.
Jesus, I didn't
best
even...
Best I ever did.
Just trying to counter all the time.
There's 9 of those or 8 of those.
Yeah.
I went to... I found the seat or the council of the Valkyries.
Right.
It's a little unnamed... Not unnamed, but it's not marked on your map. Mm-hmm. But I just seen this mist... up in the map, and I was like, what the fuck's up there? And I went up, and it was just Council of the Valkyries, it's all empty. Brilliant. I imagine when you you'll free the Valkyries.
Flight of the Valkyries.
I don't know. I don't really know what the Valkyries are, but I know they're related to the death Valhalla thing.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
Something like
right,
that.
Right, okay.
But anyway, I just, you pick up more and more about where the game is headed, the talks about how, Ragnarok is coming sooner than expected. With the snow is falling.
Yeah.
It means the coming of Ragnarok. So it's pretty interesting. Oh. But have you returned home yet?
After finishing the game?
Yeah.
No.
Because that is when you finish the game. The only way the credits kind of come up whenever you're walking down.
Yeah, down the steps.
There's
yeah.
The final credits, which are a black page of credits. Traditional credits. They come up when you go home, when you finish your journey.
Did not know that.
Yeah, so make sure you go home and finish the game.
Finish.
Because it's very good as well.
Okay.
That was that for me. That was closure for that game. Even though I'm gonna go back and maybe pick up the collectibles and stuff, but I was my God of War experience was phenomenal, and that was where it concluded.
Brilliant. No more spoiler talk.
Nice one, Chris.
But
very subtly handled.
Incredible experience.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Anybody who hasn't played it should definitely play that game. You also played and finished something else this week.
Yeah, I finished Far Cry 5. Bye.
Excellent. And you said that the ending was...
I thought the ending was a beautiful surprise.
Good.
As I said, I kind of described to you, I was playing through it, and I was kind of, okay, it's the same sort of formula. It's an open world game. You can do what you want. Do the main campaign, do the side missions, blah, blah, blah. You can jump back and forth. You could finish the main campaign and then jump back into side missions if you wanted. I was kind of expecting that whole plan laid in front of me. And then when I actually got to doing the final mission of the main story, I was like... Whoa, hold on for a second.
Yeah,
because they changed some things about there which you just aren't expecting. I was like, that was very, that made me, it literally made my jaw drop at one point. I was like, whoa. And I was like, I was very impressed with the game. Apparently people don't like them. Some people don't like where it went. Excuse me, but for me, I was like, that's a very refreshing change of pace. I enjoyed it.
I haven't played it. I will play it.
You should play
it's
it.
It's on my to-do list.
You enjoy it.
My backlog keeps getting bigger, as always.
Yeah, it's just never ending.
Talk about that a little bit when we get to the summer plans.
I think you'd like it. There's a lot of... what I really liked about this game, the planes and the helicopters.
Yeah.
Which were never in Far Cry before.
No.
Before, but they were an excellent addition.
I love the buzzards in Far Cry 4.
Yeah, they're far better than them.
Are they?
The buzzards are annoying little bitches compared to the helicopters. Yeah, yeah.
What else you got to this week?
That was more or less it. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was more or less it.
It's a pretty big week. Like,
I was, yeah, I just struggled really easy this week. Just playing games. Watched a lot more Lost. Not a lot more Lost, but I've watched an episode of Night of Lost.
Keep Lost. We'll use that as like what we're watching. We'll talk
gonna,
about that.
We're going to use that as filler later because this one is...
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
What did you eat this week? Because that's not filler. That's important.
So. I've been eating nothing but rice.
Have you had another double deckings?
Raw. No, I didn't have one this week.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I opted not to because... Oh, I had a Domino's. Yeah, because I got to live past like 30. No, I had stuffed crust this week instead.
Oh. Stuffed crust is pretty good. What pretty kind of stuffed crust do you get?
Just the cheesy standard herbs. Cheesy herbs.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I mean, it wasn't amazing. I felt kind of bad after that.
Really?
Domino's. Just because I've had so many recently. I won't be getting one this week.
I rarely make myself feel bad after a Domino's.
I don't know. I've had one like every Sunday night.
And yeah, it's tradition. You can't break tradition.
And once during the week, most weeks.
You're not going to have one tomorrow night?
No, I don't think I'll have one tomorrow night. I'm going to change it up.
But maybe you will. Oh, change it up so we can have instead.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
You know, like, Chris, I have so many options. I'm just looking forward to having
Pizza Hut.
Fucking right. No.
No.
Well, Pizza Hut can be nice. I like the cheese at Pizza Hut.
I like Pizza Hut pizza. Yeah. Very good pizza, actually.
Maybe Pizza Hut be good. No.
What changed my opinion of Pizza Hut pizza was we had one in Orlando there when we were there, Ashley and I. Actually, we had two because it was that good. Not on the same night. It was that good. We went back. And we had the thin... base, double mozzarella, and then we had a side order of the honey barbecue wings, chicken wings, exceptionally.
Just
absolutely
just exceptional.
Exceptional.
That sounds pretty good.
Super good pizza.
Honey barbecue sounds very nice.
Watched actually. South Park, ate some pizza, had some wings.
What a night.
Good night. Great
Ooh,
night.
What a night. Fantastic.
Then I listened to my stories.
My stories are on.
I love my stories.
I probably won't have the Domino's there tomorrow night. Also had a bougie standard fare. Oh, I was just because I had a steak. I literally had a steak in the freezer, and I was like, I'm making steak tonight. That morning, I was like, go downstairs and take that out of the freezer and set it in the fridge to defrost. Good shout. I forgot to do that, so I came home and I was like, oh, I'm gonna have to wait for this to defrost. Can't be bad. I'm just gonna order a bougie. Bujum's 10 minutes walk up the road.
Oh, jeez.
No, I still order it for delivery. Like,
do you?
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
No, it's awful, but I still do it.
Is that
it's like $2.50.
How's that delivered? Do they have their own service?
Deliveroo. The guys in the bikes.
Yeah.
I don't care.
That's what they're there for.
You can judge me. I don't care.
I wouldn't judge you because that's their fucking job.
That's
dude.
Their job. I'm willing to pay that fee. And they delivered and it was good.
Was it good?
What'd it was get? Great. Burrito? I got extra ticket, so it was excellent.
Extra.
I paid that money.
Is that
Polo? Polo, yeah.
Polo.
Los Pollos Hermanos. Break man. Yeah.
Gus Frink.
And then I had a barbecue, which is like a barbecue burrito.
Not familiar with Belfast cuisine, do you? Fill me in.
Yeah, people love barbecue. I was all right, that one. I had a far better one when I went to the shop, the actual sat in and had it.
Yeah.
This one was delivered and it was just like, it was good.
The QCon's coming up.
It's pretty good. I know. This is something we're going to talk about in our main topic.
Yeah.
In our preparation for something.
Yeah, let's talk about the main topic then. Can't think of anything else I have to say.
No, that was my week, man. Very quiet.
I had another very quiet one as well. Like you, barbecue Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Watched the snooker final Monday.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That was pretty good.
Back to work.
New Higgins making me sneaky comeback.
Huh? Oh, I know. He scared me for a second.
Yeah. I fucking sore up and he didn't win it.
Back to work Tuesday. Didn't play anything Tuesday.
You monster.
Was working Wednesday off Thursday. That's when I shot and edited Minecraft. Went to the Nether.
That's when I shot that bird.
Went to the Nether.
Yeah.
Got my resources.
Never came back.
Minecraft is one of the greatest games of all time.
Word.
Period.
That's just a fact.
Ever. So many people are like, what?
No. Yeah, there's a reason it's so popular. Like,
it's the I forgot how good that game was. And I got back in and I was like, see the soundtrack of that game, Lee? When I was in the Nether, I was like, I just want to stay here and just listen to these songs. I actually downloaded them on Spotify.
Oh, yeah, it's on Spotify, the whole soundtrack.
It's so good, Dee. And the game, it's like, I was talking to you about this coming up in the car as well. I was like, if you're like really pumped and really amped to play, you can play Minecraft and you will love that experience.
Yeah.
But if you just want to lie back, put your feet up, and just play Minecraft, you can play
You can do that.
You know what I mean? It's so good. It's so versatile. Phenomenal game. Bought the Explorers pack. Can't wait to try that. Have to update it. So I'm going to update it this week. Probably tomorrow, actually.
That's excellent. Like,
I love that game so much. I'm so back into it. I'm going to finish my series now on episode 10. Anybody keeping up with it? We're only going to go to episode 10. Then I got to go do some aesthetic work to the world. You might help me with some of that as well.
Yeah.
Oh, I also want to find a village.
What about aesthetics?
I want to find a village and want to take my villagers back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to do that.
I just remembered I have to do that.
Finish God of War then as well during the week. And then
excellent.
Just been working a lot, working all through the weekend, working right to next Thursday. We're supposed to be going to Edge here next Friday, Saturday, but Ashley and I have decided that we're not going.
Is that in Dublin?
Yeah.
Meant to say that was Ed Sheeran was in Belfast on Wednesday night in the Bayshore Plainfields.
That's right.
Yeah. Which are like not just, but I could see it from my window, from my bedroom. Yeah, we're like right.
It must not be too far then from where we stayed at QCon last year.
No, I'm very far from where we stayed at QCon. But Bayshore Roads is like.
Do we not walk past the Plainfields? Oh, that's Armo.
That's Armo. Yeah. No, yeah, these are beside the Lisburn Road. We're not beside the Lisburn Road, but just like adjacent. I went to
Shaw's Bridge once.
Did you?
Yeah.
I don't even know where that is.
It's on the Lisburn Road as well.
Shaw's Bridge.
I think it's on the Lisburn Road.
I should know that.
I went to a hotel there.
But I don't.
And I went to a gym there, and that's where I got my personal training.
What was the gym called?
At the time, it was, what do you call that one that used to be in Armagh? LA Fitness.
Yeah, wow. Well,
it's a blast. That.
Yeah. Is it not there anymore? I didn't even know that.
They closed in Armagh, so I assume they closed in Shaw's Bridge. That was a company that was just kind of going under.
Shaw's Bridge.
So I went to Shaw's Bridge like 3 or 4 weekends.
There you go.
Yeah.
Why?
No, it wasn't even 3 or 4
weeks. What were you doing in Belfast?
I had to go up to the gym because that's where they were giving me my qualification. I needed to be tested up there.
Oh my God.
I know.
What a pain in the hole.
Yep, I remember that.
I live there now.
What else was I saying there?
Ed Sheeran, you're not going to
Ed Sheeran. Not going to Ed Sheeran now. We just said, this is just a sign that we're getting old. We were just like, we could go to Ed Sheeran. We have the days booked off.
Dude, you're 20.
We're going to go up to Ed Sheeran, and then we're going to stay the night, spend the next day in Dublin, come home, and then work the next day. Or we could just have 2 days off at home and chill. And we're like, let's take the 2 days and sell the tickets.
You're 24 years of age.
I know, dude.
You're not too old to go to a concert, man.
No, we are. Well, see, the thing is, we seen Ed Sheeran last year in Crow Park.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah,
it was phenomenal. I was like, we don't want to ruin that experience. It's a bad experience of Ed Sheeran.
Fair enough. Are you going to sell the tickets?
Yeah.
Nice. You probably make yourself a...
Yeah, sell them nice to my sister.
Gift. She's gonna go. Oh, well then, okay, fair enough. I thought you could probably flip them for a nice little...
Yeah, could have, because we actually have a B&B booked up there as well, so there's a B&B room as well.
All right.
Because they're fucking pretty hard up. To get, yeah.
Nice one.
But we were just like, nah, we'll just chill.
You can still go to the B&B.
We're actually planning... Again, I'll talk about that later.
Oh, I got so much to talk about, Chris.
So this week, Dee, I talked to DLB Fitness about fitness. I talked to Paddy Donnelly about games and gaming.
Uh-huh,
he asked me... He didn't know that you were a recent convert to PS4. Not convert, but that you have one.
I am converted now.
And I talked to James... I wrote DLB, Paddy D, and James S., talked to James S. about holidays and booking a holiday because he is going back to Disneyland Paris
again
in November. Yeah,
they've been like twice, right? Yes. Oh no, maybe I'm wrong.
No, they have been twice. Yeah, he's going back in November.
They must love it there.
Love it, absolutely love it. Yeah, I myself am going to book a holiday with Ashleen.
Disneyland Paris.
No, we're gonna go to Orlando again.
Oh yeah,
yeah, gonna go next
this summer,
February.
What? No, I was like, I got so confused there for a second. I was like, that summer. Soon? I was going to say.
That's only like.
That's only like a month ago. I was so confused.
Yeah, no, we're going to go next February again, I think.
Okay, that's
I haven't actually booked it yet, but
in the off season that has become insanely busy.
Because we went there in February past and it was like the best time to go. The weather was superb.
I've heard that the off season though now at these parks is nearly as bad as the on season because everyone has the same idea to go in the off season.
Well, we find it very enjoyable because it was quiet but still busy.
Yeah.
So looking into that, got a pretty nice price in it as well though.
Because you know somebody in the travel biz.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people think that traveling to America is super dear. Man, yeah. it's 100% not.
Well, it could be simpler with, I forget your...
Oh, Siobhan Callahan.
Siobhan
Callahan. Travel counselor.
Travel agencies.
Yep.
Co.
And co.uk.
Limited.
But yeah, that was my week, D. That's pretty much it. Doing some more boring stuff just at work, really.
Yeah.
Been a good week at work. Everybody's in a really, really good mood, which good is weather. Really, really weird.
It's good weather.
Is it a good weather?
Yeah, I guarantee it's a good weather. Mom.
You think so?
Yeah. Everyone's just in a better mood. I remember saying this whenever it was like there was a good weather and it was up
really strange
for a night, and I was just like,
everyone's just super happy.
Yeah, everyone's just positive.
You know, like, and it makes a big change.
Oh yeah, massive.
I hope it stays that way.
Yeah. We're gonna have that all year long.
It won't, but I hope it does.
No.
That was my week, D. That was my week. I'm still eating ludicrous calories to try to gain weight.
Ludicrous calories.
Yeah. Still not gaining.
You're gaining weight.
No, I'm trying.
Yeah, you're trying. Your goal is to aim.
Yeah.
Your goal is to aim.
My goal is to aim. Let's just leave it at that. My goal is to aim. D, this is the XA Gaming Podcast.
Yeah. Experience.
Experience.
Show. What do you call it? The Xbox.
the Xbox
Gaming Podcast Experience. XGPE.
Should we call it? That's pretty
Doesn't
good.
Doesn't that work? Right?
XGPE?
Yeah.
The XA Gaming Podcast Experience?
Sounds very similar to the JRPE.
Oh, don't do that. Should we just call it... What are we calling this one? Because I got to do the thing now. So what do you want to call it?
XA Gaming Podcast Experience.
Yeah. This is the XA Gaming Podcast Experience. The place where you come for the games, but you stay for the truth, apparently.
Sorry, you could just go with Home of the Empty Promise and just nix the first one.
Home of the Empty Promise. Fuck, could I think of that?
I don't know. I couldn't think of it the first
That's
time.
That's our thing, yeah. Because we are Home of the Empty Promise. Yeah.
But not anymore.
Well,
we're fulfilling more and more of our promises, but there are quite a few that, yeah, no, that's fair to say. We're still Home of the Empty Promise.
This is the XA Gaming Podcast, the home of the empty promise and the number one experience on the internet. No. We sell that. That could be our line. We're looking for a new intro line.
Contest time. Give us a good new intro.
And we'll my god, if you can give us a new intro line, I'll send you a Batman shaped multi-tool.
Yeah, a Batman.
Did Jimmy Brand never get his? You still have it?
It's in that bag.
Oh Jesus, dude.
Wherever I've left the bag, it's
Jimmy,
there.
I'm sorry
Jimmy, it's coming. It's coming.
And you will get them for...
I've met him twice.
We'll just send these randomly to people who, like, you know, shout us out or, you know, are constantly fueling us with questions and things like that.
And if you can think of a new slogan for the intro little segment that Chris does, you get one.
Yeah.
But it has to be a serious one now. No. Well,
what is it about? Can you hold the pen?
You know, it's a slippery wee bastard, isn't it? Arma Schnitty Hotel, that's why.
I also thought about this as well. A lot of people who don't watch this on YouTube, who might listen to this on iTunes... These podcasts could be very confusing for them because we do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
We're visual entertainers, dude.
We are a bit. Well, yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people would get what we're doing from context.
You think so?
I know that part where I dropped a pen. That's what like Chris was saying.
Times.
Yeah, three times. Yeah. Yeah, it wouldn't make much sense to you what Chris said there.
I think maybe I should start trying to include the people who are taking us with them on the go, which you can do courtesy of iTunes or Stitcher or any other podcast hosting service. What's that one on Android?
It's just an app. It's called Podcast Addict.
Podcast Addict.
That's great for any podcast addicts out there.
If you're addicted to podcasts, you get Podcast Addict and you get XA Gaming and you take us with you on the go. And my friends, it still stands that if you send us a picture of where you're listening to the XA Gaming Podcast, it doesn't matter where in the hell in the world it is, because we would love to see that. It's already happened. We will send you a Batman-shaped key multi-tool.
We have one box of... I'm not going to say what it is, but it's a box of stuff that we're willing to give out. It's definitely not a Batman-shaped multi-tool.
Yeah, because it's not even that. We just love to know where people would actually take us with them, because I have no idea.
Honestly. All right, here's your challenge.
Most people just listen to
the
podcast.
Listen to the podcast and take a picture in a field of wheat. You need to do that one.
If anyone can do that, I swear to God, I'll...
We'll get two multi-tools. What? Is that even possible?
It's the same tools on both.
Yep.
But you could throw them like batarangs.
Yep. And you could still have one on you.
Crap, I want them now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so remember, the guys, that you can take us with you on the go, courtesy of iTunes, Stitcher, or any other podcast hosting service. Or if you want to view the video version of this podcast, remember to find us over at youtube.com. Just search for Excite Gaming. We're on 90 subs at the minute. Help us get to the 100 subs, please. That is our goal by the end of June. And after that, there, we will not plagiarize you anymore with...
plagiarize you.
Is that a word?
Yeah, play, but it means to steal people's content.
We will not steal your content anymore. Yes. Help us just grow the channel, grow the community, because we love hearing from each and every one of you. Thank you to everybody who keeps in touch with us regularly and sends us questions.
And a little motivation boosts.
And thank you and welcome to all the new people to the channel, and congratulations.
And congratulations.
Still need to get better at doing that part.
Well done you for subscribing to us.
D, some news this week, because we have some news.
Yeah, we got some news, some Christopher. News,
some bad news, some news all over the place.
I'm going to start with some good news. I think I would consider good news, Chris, but I'm interested to hear your opinions on this.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers have confirmed on the set a date of Christmas 2020 for Sherlock Holmes 3.
Oh!
Yeah.
Funny, the other day I was thinking I should go back and watch Sherlock Holmes 2.
Yeah, the what's it called?
It's called Game of Shadows.
Game of Shadows, yeah. Didn't like it nearly as much as the first one.
I loved it.
The first one I thought was amazing.
I loved it. I love when they go like to the artillery kind of factory.
Yeah. Oh, that scene in the woods after.
Oh, superb.
It's really good, yeah.
And the final scene with him and Moriarty.
Yeah.
Did I say that right? Moriarty?
Moriarty. You nailed it the first time.
I feel in my head that I didn't.
Yeah.
Moriarty. More hours for tea.
So there you have it. Well, I was interested to know your opinion. You enjoyed the second one?
Oh, very much so.
So you're excited for the third?
Very much. I think it's obviously still going to be...
Yeah,
has to be. Same direction, same actors, same everything.
I don't know if it's the same director, but it's going to be RDJ and Jude Law. I mean, it has to be.
Did you say RDJ?
RDJ, yeah. Robert Downey Jr. We abbreviate to save precious time.
Because here at XA Gaming Studios, time is of the essence.
Or
Time is of. What are we trying to spell here? American Dad reference.
Or AD. No.
ADR.
What do you call it? Fucking hell.
You're gone.
A third one. I think a third Sherlock Holmes film is very much warranted. Now, I would definitely see it in the cinema.
I'd like to see it in the cinema as well, actually.
I
haven't seen any of this Sherlock Holmes in cinema.
Neither have I, but there definitely should be watched cinema for only one reason. If for only one reason, it would be for the Hans Zimmer score.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Bum, bum, bum. Which was used in a film that we did for A-level Moving Image Arts.
Who used it?
The person who did the Sherlock Holmes film, Chris.
Where did she use it?
Oh, it wasn't actually in the film. It was in
we had to create films in school for like to be tested on in our experiment.
Yeah,
where'd
yeah.
she use it in the experiment?
I don't know.
Are you sure she used it?
Positive. Why? It was at the end of the film. It was at the end of the
great
film.
Soundtrack though. Oh yes, it was
before the game music was used.
I remember that. Made us look like gay detectives.
We thought we looked really, really cool, and then when the music was put to it just looked like we were homosexuals. Yeah, it did though. It was convincing. Worryingly convincing.
We were good,
actually.
Maybe we should get that up and get a poll up. Were we?
Yeah.
Weren't we?
Will they, won't they? That's what that film was. Yeah, it wasn't a detective film at all. Right.
D, I've got some news for you. Did you see the Walmart leak to E3?
Yeah.
Did you read about this?
I've seen some.
Did you see Bethesda's response to Walmart's E3?
Okay, so what are they responding to?
Okay. So first of all, Walmart in Canada put up a list of pre-orders, essentially, of these games that haven't actually been confirmed yet.
I've seen quite a few, but no Bethesda games, I don't think.
But that's what they did, and then they quickly deleted every single entry had. Curiously, though, the briefly published wave of pre-order titles mixed unannounced games with sequels we already know are coming, kind of gave some credibility to what was going on. Whether or not, though, the respective publishers will actually announce these things is yet to be said. However, rather than issuing the kind of statement that you'd expect from publishers and stuff, Bethesda's seen it as a way to kind of...
promote?
Well, they were kind of be cool about it.
Oh, okay.
So what they did was... okay, so I'm just going to read this out here. Rather than issuing the kind of dismissive boilerplate statement we're used to, something along the lines of, quotes, "We don't comment on rumors and speculation," the community manager for...
That's our official statement.
Okay, so one of
the
games, sorry, I should have said, that they put up was Rage 2 was coming.
Oh,
so they said Rage 2, Gears of War 5, They kind of just took a load of fucking sequels.
Because I seen they did Gears of War 5. People were going a bit mad about it. Yeah. But then one of the games as well, Chris, that was spoiled, allegedly, was Forza Horizons
yeah.
5.
Yeah.
And it's not Forza Horizons, it's Forza Horizon. And there's only been three of them.
It exactly leads to my point here. Okay, so the community manager for Raid said the school Walmart on the proper display of the box art that they used.
School them.
So they put up a tweet saying, "Hey, Walmart Canada, here are a few notes." And they literally took the picture, as you can see here, and just drew on a lot of... So wrong font, incorrect key art, not all caps, sad face. Adding extra comedic value was the use of joke fonts, papyrus, and Comic Sans. They pretty much just said, you know, that's not how we do things. Rage is all in caps, blah, blah, blah. Does this confirm the existence of Rage 2? Of course not, but it sure as hell distanced itself from its denial.
Rage 2 has subsequently been given quite a few teasers.
Yes.
Images and stuff on Twitter.
Bethesda have said that they're coming this year, haven't they? With
almost guaranteed to be Rage 2 now.
33. What was I going to say there, though? It's the next bit of news, sorry. Was that Sony dates and details this year's E3 showcase? Did you see this?
Seen that. They have a couple of things confirmed.
Yeah. So obviously they're going to do their normal time, you know, the Sony slot, if you like, which will be here on Tuesday, the 12th of June at 2 a.m.
Oh,
it's always like the Tuesday late around that time. It's Sony's kind of thing.
Yeah.
And what they've outlined the games, the four specific PlayStation exclusives, Kojima's Death Stranding.
Yeah.
Sucker Punch's Ghost of Tsushima.
Oh.
Tsushima.
Well, I didn't see it.
Tsushima. I think that's Tsushima. Insomniac's Spider-Man and Naughty Dog's The Last of Us Part 2.
Yeah.
Sony says that it will also have stellar announcements from third-party publishers and independent developers who are all busy devising innovative new experiences that will make your hearts race and emotions soar. And lastly, they said that there will be absolutely no hardware announcements of any kind. So there was a lot going on there. The PS5 was kind of going on.
PS5 confirmed.
Sony says that its official blog will reveal more information on this year's E3 PlayStation showcase prior to June, and that the notes that interested parties can watch things unfold on the day via Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, and its own streaming page.
Yeah.
So absolutely no hardware coming from Sony this year. I didn't really expect it, to be fair. I think next year we'll see hardware, because I do believe that this is going to be the last big swanson for fucking...
Swanson?
Yes, Ron Swanson. What's that? Swan Song?
Swan Song, yeah.
Swan Song for Sony. Like, they're going to... Spider-Man. They're going to have Red Dead. It's not exclusive, but Spider-Man... Yeah.
Do you think they'll have Red Dead?
They will have Red Dead, yeah.
I don't know. Well, did Rockstar... I don't know who Rockstar will give that to.
It's not exclusive, is it?
No. But I mean, would it be at the Sony conference, or would it be at their own conference?
No, it'll just be... Because Rockstar don't do conference.
I don't think
they
so.
They don't
do
E3, don't they?
But it would be a big... Like, it would be a big, like... It would be good if Microsoft or Sony got them, because like, everyone would be super excited to be seeing
them. Maybe they just won't reveal.
No, they will. They'll have footage or something. Bound it. It's coming out this summer.
There's enough hype built around it anyway. It's just going to destroy autumn. Anything in its wake.
Well, yeah, that's true. They probably don't need it.
But yeah, what I'm saying is The Last of Us will probably be the last big game that we see.
The Last of Us will be the last of it.
On this generation of console. And then, could you imagine...
They got Days Gone as well after...
I suppose. But that Death Stranding could be the launching point for the new console to show up what it can do.
Yeah, it probably will be too.
Game, you know? Or you could get Horizon Zero Dawn 2.
Possibly. This is strange when you think about it.
Big titles.
Last generation, right? All the big...
Do you mean this generation?
No, last generation. 360 and PS3. All the big franchises. The Gears had a trilogy on that hardware.
Mm-hmm.
On this new generation, Horizon, the new God of War sort of reboot... We're talking probably only going to have one game for this generation. Then it's going to be PS5, etc. It's weird though, isn't it?
I'm still surprised though if we see PS5 as soon. I still think
2020 it'll happen.
I think it's going to be later than 2020. Although saying all this, I'm like, oh yeah, it should happen now. But yeah, but still, I know 2024 is way too late to wait.
Yeah, but you're thinking 20 years.
I'm thinking 20 years after the original release.
It'd be just
Although I can't wait to see what we do get for 20 years after the original release. Be like a really cool controller.
It'll probably be like a...
Speaking of which, I have to pick myself up one of the... Do you see the classic PS4 controllers that have done this in style of the original
controller? Oh, the old school ones?
It's like a kind of like matte grey with like the PlayStation button in the
middle. Is it the same shape as the old school one? Or is it just
No,
it's
the same shape as the DualShock 4, only it's just the colour scheme is...
That's pretty cool. Awesome. That'd be nice.
I gotta pick me up one of them.
I just thought that was a weird thing, because I know this generation there has been like... an endless amount, really, of remasters and reboots. Yeah. Not reboots, but remasters.
Feels like remasters, especially, like, have been... Like, what are PS... Like, what are we going to do in PS5? Like, you know?
PS5's got to be backwards compatible. Like, just has to be.
You think?
If they don't, they're just shooting themselves in the foot.
Yeah.
They can't... You know,
yeah, they can't just come out with, like, PS5 exclusive. Yeah. Or, not exclusive, but, like...
People... It hurt a lot of people that PS4 couldn't play PS3.
It hurt when Microsoft did that as well.
But people couldn't... What? Sorry?
With Xbox One came out.
I know,
out,
yeah.
And
like
no 360.
It was like people were kind of acceptors for PS3 because it was such a weird architecture they used. They were kind of, okay, well, that won't really work. Like, and Microsoft didn't do it either, but then they kind of, a couple of years later, went back and made it work. But it's like, I think everyone understands, like, this next generation, PS5, whatever Xbox's next one's going to be called, they have to be backwards compatible. Day one.
Yeah. Has to be.
Like. So, like, bound to be. If they don't, they're just seriously just...
Shooting themselves in the foot.
Yeah. But I hope they do that too as well, because as I say, you know, Gears of War had three games on 360, like, and then in this generation, it's really just been sort of like new IPs, just been one game.
Yeah.
And that's because, you know, you had like, you had the Uncharted collection, and you had
what's the next
The Last of Us remaster.
Like,
huh?
What's the next Xbox going to be? I know we have Xbox One X, but like, I want to see them just move away from that entirely. Not move away. I mean, I know they can't because Xbox is like,
what do you mean, like, move away from Xbox like, One X?
No. You know they have Xbox, Xbox One, Xbox One S.
Yeah,
Xbox
it'll not, One I think X. The next, like, iteration will be, like, Xbox
like
Infinity or something.
Yeah, it needs to be
weird.
Something new.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think, actually, there's been the kind of speculation that what they're going to do is from now on, like, after Xbox One X, the next hardware is going to be Xbox. Or that's it.
And that's it, and they're just going to continually patch that console, like a PC almost?
Yeah, they won't patch the console, but they'll be, like, Xbox... Revision 2, blah, 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 or something like that.
Yeah.
And I think PS5 is going to be something similar.
Not far off.
Yeah, in that it's going to be kind of like, they're going to be doing the PS5, PS5 Pro, blah, blah, blah.
I mean, they're obviously working on PS5 at the minute.
Have to be. But we're getting a bit ahead of ourselves, Chris.
We are.
This E3 coming up is going to have a lot of good shit.
I can't wait for them.
And it's really, I don't know, is that normal? Or does Sony normally confirm that this is what's going to be at the conference?
No, they did it, sorry, yeah, I should have pointed that out. They did that, I think, to kind of stop all this misconception beforehand, speculation, and people getting like their hopes up, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So that fans kind of know going into it. I still do think that we're going to see something.
There's going to be a surprise in there somewhere.
Definitely a surprise.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah, because I know there's no idea what Microsoft's going to come out with. Everyone's kind of going like, well, it has to be something big.
Yeah.
And I think maybe they're intentionally doing that so they don't have any, you know, what do you call it? Anticipation going in. But E3 is not too far away now.
E3 is
I'm looking forward to it.
Like, that's crazy.
It starts June 11th through 13th. Yeah. It's going to be sweet.
Yeah.
Go try and watch as much of it as I can, like, live. Yeah.
I watched a good bit of it. Well, I say a good bit of it. I watched a good portion of it last year.
You'll have our live reactions. You won't. That's an empty promise of which we are the home of.
Yeah.
All right, Chris.
All right, some more news.
Moving away from gaming news. Do you enjoy Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
I do.
It's a good show, isn't
when
it?
When I watch it, yeah.
Yeah, it's been cancelled.
Has it? Fuck.
It has been cancelled by Fox.
What?
Brooklyn Nine-Nine, The Last Man on Earth, and The Mick have all been cancelled at Fox. Legitimately, after 5 seasons, was cancelled.
Now, does this mean that that's it done?
Means from Fox, it's it done.
So if it goes can to
be
a new studio?
It can be shopped off to other networks, but the biggest network that was going to, people anticipated to buy it, was Hulu. Because they already, it's like Netflix. Oh. It's only over in America though, but they have all the seasons of Brooklyn Nine-Nine on it already. They were like, it's just, it makes sense. Yeah. Go to Hulu, but Hulu passed. Why? And then Netflix passed as well.
Why?
I don't know. It's one of the best comedies ever. And people, basically on Reddit, people were losing their shit. They couldn't understand it because like, it is just really, really loved, you know, as a show.
I watched the first
4 seasons of it.
I think 4, yeah.
And it's awesome.
It's brilliant.
Fucking love that show.
And now it's cancelled.
Well, then there was news this morning, Chris, from NBC, which already owns, which creates Parks and Rec, yeah. The Office,
yeah.
And another one that your guy made, what's the name of it? The Good Place. They announced this morning that they will be picking it up for a sixth season.
Wow.
Just good. In the nick of time.
Yeah.
There was like a day and a half, and there was like so much uproar, Chris. It was so funny, like watching people losing their shit over like...
That's incredible, though. I never thought that... Why would Fox do that?
One of the most, like, one of the best comedies I've seen in recent years. Yeah. Like,
why would... Like,
didn't make the numbers.
Is that what it is? Just
didn't make the numbers, like... Like,
harsh world.
Family Guy and...
Are they still making numbers?
Family Guy got renewed off the bat. Another one that you didn't expect got renewed. You know, it's just whatever gets the ratings, like, and apparently it wasn't.
That's mental,
pretty crazy, like, but
unbelievable.
Thankfully, it is going to live on some way on NBC.
Good. I need to catch up with it as well because I've either finished at the end of 3 or the end of 4, and I can't remember.
I think it's the end of 4. Well, that's what's on Netflix, I think, anyway. And then, keeping on TV news, Chris, I don't know if you watched Rick and Morty or not.
Nope.
It is very, very much so loved, but it's been quite a while since like the last season came out. It's 3 seasons so far, and I think it's been like nearly 2 years now since the last season was like released. And there's been just like a lot of speculation, like what's happening. Like,
yeah.
And apparently they didn't want to confirm anything about the future of the show until they were certain, and they wanted like a, they wanted a commitment from like the producers. You know, we want a lot of episodes.
Yeah.
So that we can tell a full story. And there's a lot of like questions about that, but it did get confirmed as well for 70 more episodes.
70?
70. 7-0.
Jesus.
70 more episodes 70. Of Rick and Morty, apparently confirmed.
About 20?
10.
What?
10 a season. So far, it's been like 10 or 12 a season.
They got to start upping those numbers. Those are rookie numbers. that's mental.
70, man. Hey. Oh, that's pretty insane. But a lot of Rick and Morty fans are very happy about that.
Is it a good show?
Yeah, oh, it's a good show, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you'd enjoy it, I'd say.
Good. Would you recommend it or BoJack first?
BoJack.
Yeah.
BoJack. I just love BoJack. Rick and Morty has captured the masses' imagination. Mm-hmm. But
BoJack's
BoJack is, for me, it's just, it's more personal.
Yeah, good.
It means more.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying Parks and Rec.
Yeah, Parks and Rec's amazing.
That's my response.
That's something you should have talked about. Are we going to talk about that later? Or?
Yeah, we'll just say what we're watching briefly to finish up later on. But yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I'll talk about that later. Some Tomb Raider news. Well, not so much Tomb Raider news, but news kind of a little bit about Lara Croft. It's not even... I pretty much just read a statement made by...
a stranger on the internet.
That's pretty much it. No, the creators. And they were saying that... Not even the creators. It was like the... Like the visual director or something.
Okay.
And they were saying that, you know, how much change are we going to see in Lara Croft? Because she was still pretty timid in the reboot.
Yeah.
And then as Rise went on, they said even from the box art, like you understood that Lara, you were in full control of this like kind of new Lara, you know, the way she was kind of like staring into like the cave with her
leg. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, we're going to get more control. And now this one, apparently the box art, she's like fully in control. This is something else. And they're like, how much of this Lara are going to change? And apparently we are going to know as a game where you will totally understand how she became the perfect Lara Croft we played in the mid-90s by the end of this game.
I like that.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
The only thing missing will be the... dual pistols I didn't even screenshot that.
You didn't even screenshot
dual pistols and something else. I don't know what it was.
I read something similar in passing about the bow is still very much her signature weapon in these games.
That's what they said, that they didn't want to get rid of that, and they think that if they just brought in the dual pistols, they would kind of only be doing that to kind of not even please fans, but just because it seems like the right way to go.
Yeah.
Whereas if they want to stay true to this kind of new take on Lara, the bow is her weapon.
There was a bit of a debate on Reddit about this. People were like, oh, they should drop the bow because the dual pistols are her like signature thing. And then someone made this comment, I know it's so strange, they were like, it doesn't make any sense that she would carry a bow around because, you know, she's climbing and stuff as well. Yeah. And they were like, the dual pistols is the only like configuration that makes sense. And,
I love the way people get so into these arguments.
And then someone commented below, it's like, no one ever would ever hold two pistols at once. It just doesn't make any sense.
I know, yeah. What if you have to do something?
You can't even aim.
Lara can.
It's just because she has two pistols, because it's fucking badass.
It is badass, yeah.
But she has a bow and arrow, because it's fucking badass.
I love Lara. It doesn't have to make sense.
All
I love
time.
Lara.
I love her too. Like.
I love Lamp. No, she's... I can't wait for this.
Neither can I. I'm really amped about it. Mm-hmm.
I just hope, though, that it doesn't go toe-to-toe with Red Dead.
It can't. You know, it can't go toe-to-toe. Although, I have concerns about Red Dead from the most recent trailer. I remember talking about these last week. Yes. Just, I don't know how much I'm going to enjoy playing as
the baddie.
Yeah, but like, it's not even like you're an anti-hero in this. Like, it's the guys who in the previous game you were hunting down. Dickheads. I just don't know how they're going
to
reconcile.
I just don't know how much I'm going to enjoy it full stop, because I'm not a massive fan of Red Dead.
Yeah. Man, I tried to play Red Dead today.
And?
It just didn't, remember, I never typed at the time my Red Dead disc scratched.
We have a podcast titled The Untimely Demise of Red Dead Redemption,
yes,
or something like that.
Yes. So it was this crazy,
it's a phenomenal story.
Crazy situation where somehow I kicked a fucking...
The domino effect.
Yeah, I like my foot hit like a bottle or something and it knocked out a picture frame which tipped something else, which moved the mat, which hit something, which knocked my console, Xbox 360, on its side, and the disc just scraped into shite.
Yeah.
But I got on backwards compatibility, is that right?
Yeah.
Can't think today.
You got it?
I got it installed on the Xbox One, and I was like, this is excellent. And then when I went in today to play the game, it was like, disc isn't readable.
Oh.
I know, very unfortunate.
That's really weird. Did you play the Undead Nightmare? It's just a great
game. I have played it, yeah. That disc still works.
Yeah, I still have it as well.
But I prefer the main game, and I want to get back into it sometime. But, what are you going to do?
Any other news?
Not really.
I didn't really have anything else that I thought was worth speculating on.
Nintendo online service detailed, but yeah, we didn't really. I didn't really look into much about that, unfortunately. And Thanos is in Fortnite.
Yes,
you can play as Thanos.
Yep, and Deadpool's next week.
Is he? I did not hear that. That's excellent.
Deadpool's out next week.
Much more excited about that. Oh no, the film is out.
Yeah,
I thought he was coming to Fortnite.
Oh,
I'm excited about the film too.
He probably will.
They should bring him into Fortnite.
Oh, they will.
That'd be a good
chat. Yeah, the movie's out next week.
Yeah, it's gonna be.
We're gonna see that.
The first impressions about Han Solo, the Solo film.
Yeah,
surprisingly good.
When's it out?
Soon
after Deadpool, but like it's only like a week after Deadpool. Yeah, or something, isn't
I think
it?
It's the end of May.
Yeah, I'll go see that.
I would see it too. I was surprised. People were expecting this to be horrible just because
it's like a spin-off.
The trailers look bad. Mm. And
I haven't
like
even seen the trailers.
It had a troubled production, and people don't really like the guy who's playing Han Solo.
You gotta see that in Max. Would that be a Max?
I don't know if I'd need to see it in Max.
Yeah, it's not like a full-on Star Wars.
Yeah.
Star War.
But it will be great. It will be. I think it'll be like a very visually pleasing film. So it would be nice to see it in Max. Yeah. But I wouldn't be heartbroken if I didn't. It wouldn't be like missing out Blade Runner in Max. If you know
Blade
what
Runner in Max, and I think. Yeah, that was my first experience of Max as well.
Yeah.
And it was the experience.
It was excellent.
Every punch I felt.
Yeah. Right here.
Incredible.
Right here.
I'll
do it for the news, I think.
Yeah, that does it for the news. Let's segue into this week's main topic. Seeing if we don't have DJ Smack Lachlan to completely throw us off the tangent. God,
you say segue?
Segue.
I am Smack Lachlan. I work on the Game of the Thrones, no?
What? He's not French. He's from Armagh.
He's an actor, though.
He's an extra.
He's an actor.
He's a fucking extra.
He's an actor.
He's a good guy.
D, our topic this week was kind of just a little bit to talk about what our summer plans.
A little bit of fluff.
I wrote down.
Filler. Couldn't think of a topic.
Summer plans 2K18.
Oh, nice. Yeah. After we save some time. 2K18.
But now that we've been back to that, we've just wasted time.
Is it 2018 or is it 2018, Chris?
I would say 2018.
Would you? Yeah. I'm still 20. I'm still 2018.
Yeah,
I think it's whenever it hits the 2020s, I'll switch.
No, because it's 2020.
No. 2020 sounds far better.
There's an argument I just can't have.
But would you call it 2001? No, you wouldn't. It's 2001. So why does it suddenly switch?
I wouldn't. I'd call it 201.
All right.
That makes no sense.
None of what we've just said makes much sense here.
Holy empty promise.
Oh, yeah, boy.
D, summer plans, 2K18. Go.
I'm going to go.
No, I'm joking. Let's talk a little bit. Okay.
I was about to tell you, Chris.
But I've neatly categorized mine into gaming, film, events, other.
Okay. So what was the first
category? Let's start
with
gaming.
Yeah, gaming.
Gaming category for summer. So your plans for gaming this summer?
Exclusively gaming. I'm going to be indoors, shades drawn all summer.
Shades drawn?
Is that right?
What a way to put it.
Man,
yeah.
You know what?
Draw the shades.
That was the weirdest thing.
Draw the blinds.
I was so in my head there. I was like, shades? Is that right? Shades drawn? I draw the shades? Shades drawn. I said it and you were like, oh. And I was like, is that right? Is that wrong?
Oh, so good.
Curtains drawn is what I meant to say.
Shouldn't have went back on it.
But
Draw the shades.
For this summer, I'm going to play... I've already decided I'm going to be playing The Witcher 3, all of the DLC. I'm going to put...
Are you going to play them?
Please do it.
PS4?
In the summer? No, probably not.
Why?
Because I have 70 hours fucking committed to the Xbox. I'm just going to switch over to the PS4 right from scratch, you know?
No, we'll just play the DLC on PS4.
No, I'm taking my character who made my decisions. I'm taking my boy. Taking my boy Geralt.
Geralt. Right, go on.
Yeah, I'm going to play all of that. I'm going to play... Oh my God, I'm going to play... I wanted to play Red Dead Redemption again before the new big one comes out.
Okay. Well, when do you class summer from? When do you go?
Like
I usually got it from the end of this month. May. Yeah, same.
June, July, August.
June, July, yeah.
September. October, November, December.
Yeah. What else you got on your list? I know, obviously. What is your next game on PlayStation? That's what I wanted to ask you earlier.
Oh, yeah. I really want to play Doom, actually. Because I'm playing Prey.
Oh, yeah?
Can't get into it.
No.
Just can't get
into it. That's how I felt with Doom, though.
Oh, this fuck.
Oh, no.
Damn.
No, and it was only because I think I was just, at that point, I was like first person fatigued.
See, I'm definitely not.
Yeah.
I can't, I need a really sharp first person shooter to get me back into it.
Okay.
Because I've played a lot of third person games I've played a lot of.
Can I recommend another third person game? And
I don't, I'll play it. Okay.
Will you play it this weekend?
How long does it take to finish?
Like, literally, if you started on...
To get this monkey off my back, yes, I'll play fucking Ratchet & Clank.
Thank you. I love you. Right. You start Saturday morning, you'll have it finished by Sunday morning. You'll have it finished by Saturday night, if you want.
It's just 48 hours straight game and you'll finish it.
No, it's only like a 6-hour campaign.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, I'll play it. I'll finish it. Just to have you...
Yes! Cease. I just want to talk to you about it.
But then I want to play The Last... No.
TLOU.
I kind of want to play The Last of Us Remastered.
That could be a good video for us to do.
And I also want to play Uncharted Remastered. And then I want to play Uncharted 4. And then I want to play Horizon Zero.
I want to play Uncharted 4 just because I want to know. It's on my list for this summer. So my list for this summer is The Last of Us, State of Decay 2, Minecraft, Ratchet, Breath of the Wild, Uncharted, Gears of War Horde. I can see me playing a lot of that.
That's excellent.
Fallout 4, Tomb Raider, and Assassin's Creed Origins.
That's a lot to get through in a summer, Chris.
Oh, I'm not going to get through it, but I'm saying that's my log.
That's the... Okay.
Well, I'll probably dabble in each one of them a little bit.
I think that one will be another one. Horizon I'll be trying to do over the summer. Before the next big...
I think, honestly, if you get sucked in, which I think you will to Horizon the way I did, I think you'll have it gone in a week.
Would you compare the length of Horizon to God of War? Similar-ish, or is God of War a lot shorter than Horizon was?
Slightly shorter.
Yeah, okay, because God of War got through pretty quick.
How many hours have you been in the God of War? 20? Not even?
At least 20.
More?
Oh, yeah, I'd say about 25 or 30.
I would say I only put in about 20.
Yeah. I have done... Like,
you've done more than me, though.
I've done everything now.
You've wandered the world and stuff.
I've finished the game, essentially. Yeah. You know, there's nothing left for me to do except the Valkyries.
Yeah. I platinumed it. No, I think 20. I put 45 in for the platinum in that.
For the platinum?
For the platinum.
Oh, then you can probably finish the campaign like, what, 30? 35?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Because I'm not...
The platinum, mad at the honestly, platinum things. Was... No, I think you will when you play it because it's fun platinum.
Yeah.
And you get to see a lot more of the game in its splendor, if you know what I mean. Plus, you really want the armor.
I think with achievements and trophies now in general, my ambition is to try and... Anyone's I think I could get... I'll try for it, but I'm never going to go for have to get
that's definitely all of them one anymore. Of them Horizon because it's such a doable one. There's no online ones. It's all there.
Yeah.
There's no difficulty mode on it. You can just
here. I didn't realize God of War doesn't have trophies based on difficulty.
No.
Had I known that, there's not a chance in hell I would have played on.
It's just a better experience though playing it in that harder mode.
I have to be honest with you. I don't think it is.
I do.
I think if you want to enjoy all of the elements of the game, I would play the middlest one.
Yeah.
Just because I watched a video on this actually.
Yeah.
It's like there's so many cool things you can do in God of War that I never did, because if I did do them, I would have put myself at risk of being hit and losing a significant amount of health.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I understand that.
You know,
I played it in the hardest one just because I was like,
I want a challenge.
And believe me, as you know, when you got through those boss fights,
it's rewarding as fuck.
So good. Like,
yeah. But some of them, just for me, it just kind of just slow me down. I just wish I had played it in the middle.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
I know if I go back to ever play it again, it'll be the middle
one. Yeah, okay.
Be the middle one.
I
don't even know how you play the God of War difficulty. Like,
I don't know. See that final kind of.
Want to do that?
the final bit, we were making your way up through the lift, and they're all coming in. Like
that was a near.
Yeah, that's stupid. Like, yeah. I mean, if you can do that,
is that the one where you visit all the different realms?
Yeah. And they kind of just burst in.
Yeah. Do you know what I didn't like with that as well? Right after that, it was like, we finally did it. And you were just about to go. And then Mimir was like, oh no, this is not going to work.
Yeah.
I was like, you fucking serious, yeah, head. Yeah. I will fucking punch you out the fucking door. But then you got past that. No.
I will play a good bit of Minecraft this summer. There's no point in me saying I won't. I think I'm just going to dive into that, and that's going to be it.
That's a good share.
I want, though, D, for us so bad to play it together.
We've done it multiple
just not
times.
Split screen. I want to do it.
Why not?
I want to do it over a network. I just think it'd be so much better. It's so
we could
all be
doing different things. Well, yeah. We can do this one.
We can do different things anyway, but it's just nicer and not in split screen.
Fair enough. I don't mind playing split screen.
Oh, neither do I. It's what we've been used to, but it's like, you can't make an omelette without cracking eggs, D.
How is that applicable?
No idea.
But it was a good metaphor.
I've heard it during the week, and I was like, that's phenomenal. That's never great. Heard that before.
You've never heard that before? No. That's a fairly classic one.
Gotta ruffle a few feathers.
Yeah, you do.
film. Have you got any films you want to watch this summer?
Lots of good
I couldn't think of any. I actually didn't write down a single thing here, D, because the only thing I know I want to watch over summer is probably Lost.
Yeah.
I don't know when I'm going to watch it. I had planned to start watching
just
it over the weekend.
Whenever, man.
My big weekend passed.
I know. Without
I played some games, but I made the most of the weather.
Oh, you had to. The barbecue. Yeah,
I mean, I'm off now next weekend, so I'm probably going to do a bit of a...
I think I'm taking off Friday now as well. Because
I'm off Friday.
What? Holy schnitzel. Watch the Hunger Games.
No, I don't like those movies.
Neither do I. Yeah. I like the first two.
Did we just become best friends?
I think so. No, the first two were very good. Well,
I enjoyed the first one. Halfway in to the end.
Then I watched like part one of the third one. Yeah. And honest to God.
Is that Mockingjay part one?
Yeah. I never heard a peep about Mockingjay part two. Never seen it advertised in the cinema. Never heard anything about it. The first time I ever seen it, it was out for DVD. Couldn't believe it.
Straight to DVD release?
No, I couldn't believe it. Like, this should have been one of the biggest films ever. But it just was nothing said of it. It must have been shit.
Must have been. I will watch. I'll try to use the summer to catch up on my viewing, but again, I probably won't.
I'm going to watch Band of Brothers this summer.
That's a good shout. I wouldn't mind watching that with you.
I wonder, when did D-Day happen? I could watch it on D-Day.
June...
I could start it then.
June 6th.
I could start it then. That'd be pretty good, wouldn't it?
June 6th. It's either June 4th or 6th. I think it's 6th. It's the 6th of June. Good. Omaha Beach.
Nice one.
Yeah. Which kind of leads me to this. And this is the talk that we kind of had, and this kind of ties in with film. Projector, open movie night. It's gonna happen.
I didn't drop the pen that time.
I've been pricing projectors, outdoor projectors.
Holy schnitzel, Mitchell.
We had this idea during the barbecue that the like gable or side of my house is like perfectly clear from windows and things for a large section of it, and we could most certainly project a film up onto that.
It would be amazing.
Sit around a nice fire outside because there's quite a bit of space at the side of my house there where we were having the barbecue. Get a couple of chairs around, nice big fire lit. Get that projected up and watch Jurassic Park.
Fucking excellent idea.
Use those big amps, those speakers.
Yeah. Just fucking
amazing. How good would that be?
Be excellent.
Like, how good would that be? You know what I mean?
I imagine it. Just when you said it there and then, I know we had a couple of beers on, but it was just like, that is a brilliant idea.
It's like one of those things, like, why are we not doing it?
Yeah.
I had the thought that I was going to try to get the projector wrapped up and buy a nice big screen, and I was going to put it out in that courtyard for the Liverpool game. For the Liverpool Champions League final. Because I thought doing a barbecue out there with projector, especially in this household, would be phenomenal. So I don't know, I'm looking into that. But
Serious investment, but I'll definitely worth it. Like.
Yeah, 100%. Because then I was thinking in here, projector in here up onto like that, if we get up on that wall.
There's projectors everywhere.
Yeah, projectors everywhere. We do PowerPoints and documents and stuff. But that's one. I also want to do, I want to turn this, and I said it last year, and I said it when we first started, we first walked into this studio.
Land party? No?
Kind of, yeah. I want to turn it into a tavern for Minecraft.
Oh, yes. Tankards. Tankards
of beer. Our second episode, that's what me and you laughed at.
That was planned back then.
Yeah.
Home of the Empty
James
Promise.
James Sinker has brought that back to life because he was like, I'm going to start playing Minecraft again. Sarah was like, yeah, I'm going to play it too. And I was like, that's two. Plus D is three and me is four.
Here we go.
Is this happening? We also have internet capabilities here.
Oh, so you could do your LAN up here in Oba?
Phenomenal idea. I just want to turn this into a tavern.
Man.
I've also been looking at gaming cafes to kind of get an idea of how they're laid out and how they look. And I really like the idea of this being a gaming cafe.
On the weekends.
Yes.
We do podcasts Monday to Friday. No, we do gaming, actually gaming
Turn
Monday
it
to Friday.
Into a gaming cafe for a day. Get whoever wants to come up.
Cafe for a day.
Set up TVs, have coffee.
What more do you want, Liz?
Sinker's a barista.
Right enough.
We could just set him up over there in that corner. Yeah. I have so many good ideas, D.
You do, Chris. Those are two exceptional ideas. Three, if you include the time at the tavern.
I've wrote down here studio build because we are going to do something within here over the summer.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're going to clear it out. We're going to possibly change. We're going to change this whole set, probably.
August, we are taking time off like we did before. Obviously, you'll not see the time off because there'll still be footage going out. Yeah. But D and myself are doing nothing over August. We are revamping this place. And we have a couple of issues to sort with. A couple of things. We might get some new equipment and things like that. And I can't wait for it, to be honest.
No, yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be good just like refresh.
Refresh, yeah. Recharge the batteries and let's go again. On top of all that, I'm planning a wedding.
Yeah.
And then possibly booking a holiday. So that's kind of my summer for events. QCon's the big one as well.
Yeah, right? QCon is at the sort of the 22nd or something of June.
Yeah, 24th, 5th, 6th.
Yeah, 22nd, 3rd, 4th. Possibly. Yeah, it's around 20th, that week. 21st,
What's the story with that?
It's going to be a good crack, man. I think we should go for the 3 days and just...
Stay out in Belfast? I know. Well, I'm booking that weekend off, that entire weekend, so...
Yeah, I'll probably book the Friday off. We're sweet.
Oh, yeah, could you get Saturday or something?
We're sweet.
I'm going to book the money off. I'm going to ask for the weekend off and
might
work.
Book the week off? What the fuck?
And then probably take the Friday and Monday as a holiday, so I get a 4-day weekend out of it.
Oh, nice one, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think it'll be a good crack. Like, we'll just...
That'd be great.
Go up, have the crack.
I think it'd be very, very
dick
good.
Around there, yeah. Get food.
Nice, good vibe. Hopefully it's nice weather again.
Yeah, right enough. You know? Should be good. Cosplay the bit out, Chris.
Could be good doing a couple of videos for the channel as well. Do a podcast from Belfast.
Vlog.
Yeah. 100%.
It's a vlog.
Do you know, Dee, whenever I first said to you that we were going to do a summer plans episode, and I went to write down what my plans for summer were, you know the first thing came to my head to write down? Still in the old school frame of mind. Summer plans.
Build a treehouse.
Fucking hell. I swear to God, that was the first thing came to my head. I was like, I'm going to build a treehouse this summer.
I would love to build a treehouse.
I live in the perfect spot for it now.
You live just in front of a forest.
I live in a forest, dude.
You live in a forest.
And I just, that was the first thing came to my head. Because we built a treehouse once before your house over the summer. And by doing that, I mean for a weekend. And by building a treehouse, I mean we played Halo 3.
Yeah.
And it was incredible.
Well, we actually built a treehouse at yours over the summer.
Yeah, we did. We built it. And it was phenomenal.
Built a bridge.
And then we also, if you remember, we camped out in the treehouse like the first week in September. And we all played Mario Kart DS.
Yeah.
And drank Sukis.
Oh, excellent.
Where did we ever get all them Sukis from?
Shop.
That's right. We went to shop and bought all the
I think we told one person to go to the shop that day as well on the bike.
Yep.
And then they came back with a bag full of Sukis.
Yep.
That sounds like a bag full of drugs, the way I said that.
A bag full of Suki. You got the Suki. That was incredible.
Yep.
It was me, you, and two of our friends.
Yeah, it was fucking excellent.
Great night.
Did not make the night, though.
No. Made it to like 3 a.m., went to the trampoline, sat on the trampoline, then went inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good night, all in all.
Great night. Woke up next day, I was like, oh, my back's killing me from that tree. I was only out there for like a couple of hours.
Fucking hell. But I'd love to build a treehouse today. Not today, but like.
Using our knowledge.
Yeah, because now we'd build a fucking decent one. Like, yeah.
Oh, it was
so much fun to play on it.
It was decent.
They were good, but like we could make a fucking bitching one now. Like,
if I made a treehouse now, though, I'd be thinking, how am I going to podcast from this? How am I going to make this soundproof? I'm going to make this waterproof.
Going to get electricity in here. Going to get Wi-Fi in here.
Yeah.
Running water.
I'm so happy with our studio here because we have everything here.
We have all the necessary amenities we have.
But I feel like this podcast studio is the perfect euphemism for our mixer in that we just don't utilize it.
Okay. Yeah. You said euphemism, Chris. You know?
Yeah.
Didn't know where you were going with that.
Yeah. But yeah, any other summer plans, Dee?
I don't really know, Chris. I'm hoping to get away for a weekend as well. Yeah. Somewhere.
Summer's not summer anymore. It used to be summer. You were off the entire summer.
Oh, yeah.
They all bit of part-time work and that was it.
Ugh, like, that's it. I hate the way in this country there's no bank holidays over actual summer.
Yeah.
Like, there's two in May, and then there's nothing until September or something like that.
Yeah.
It's like, why, though?
You know, start introducing them like every other weekend.
I think we should have one bank holiday a month. Why not? Yep. Like, what, you have like 10. Why not just... I don't know.
I definitely think outdoor film night, film festival.
That's an excellent show. Like, yeah. It has to be said. Fucking terrific show.
Just get anybody who wants to come along. Pay the gate.
Tenner in.
No, bring your own food, bring your own drink, and you are welcome to pull up a chair and sit down and watch the movie. Jurassic Park starts at 8. No, I'll have to start
like, a perfect film as well. Jurassic Park.
It's a classic.
To watch outside.
These are classics, like, you know.
Yeah. You feel like the dinosaurs charging at you.
Yeah, I'd love to watch Jaws as well.
Yeah, right now. Yeah. Very good one. Or Star Wars, or one of those like old school films. Yeah.
But yeah, I can't think like summer the big thing for me is probably getting in here sorted. I really want to get in here. I should probably talk to you about what we're going to do this set off camera.
We're going to rip the fucker down.
Probably.
Start from scratch.
Yeah, you've been good to us boards.
Yep.
But it's time to...
Might as well reveal it, Chris, you know. We've kept this secret for long enough.
No.
But do you see this stone here?
No!
It's not real stone.
My God, he told me.
It's a knockoff brand.
Yeah. It's limestone.
I really don't know what we're going to do, but I don't know if any of this will be here come August or come September.
If it is, it'll certainly be done. It'll be different.
It'll be different. I don't think this couch will be here, and I don't think...
The couch will still be here.
I think that seat will be here, and I think there'll be a different table.
Yep. And there'll be no pod.
And everything's going to be... We're going to have everything black. We're going to have black on black.
Black on black, yeah.
Coolest possible color scheme. Yeah, we glow in the dark.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, no, we have, like, them shoes. Like glow whenever you walk. So we're just sitting there like banging our feet so you know where we are. Why would we do that? Why would we do that? Like, where'd this idea come
from? Those shoes are so cool though.
Do you know another thing I meant to say, but sort of related to the news, but Arrested Development is back this month.
I seen that season 5.
Season 5. Yeah, I'm really stoked for that. Yeah. So that's another thing I'm going to watch. Not this summer, but kind of this summer because it's the end of May.
Yeah. We got a lot of cool videos that we're planning to do as well. Like gaming wise.
Gaming wise, we got a couple more intro ideas we're gonna try and get done before we go away for the break in August.
We hope you guys like the intros, by the way.
Yeah, so we've done Scrubs and we've done like a Breaking Bad inspired one. I think we have.
We're not gonna say what the.
Yeah, we're not
saying.
We have a couple more planned. A
couple of easy ones that we can knock out pretty soon, but we want to make sure that they're done real high
quality,
quality
pieces of work
every time.
But
this gonna be a good summer.
It's gonna be good, Chris.
It's gonna be a fun summer, and
We're also gonna go on a quest. We're gonna look for this dead body, and we're gonna follow this like train track for most of the way. Yeah, just me, Chris, two other guys. Yeah, what a summer!
What did you say?
What a summer! I couldn't think of one Stanley Me quote. Couldn't think of one. Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Tough on the spot, ain't it? Anyway, there you have it. Summer plans, mate.
I haven't found my pennies yet. There you go.
Nailed it.
Wow. What a great movie, though. That'll be one to watch in the wall.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, stick that one up. Will Wheaton.
Huh?
Will Wheaton.
Will Wheaton.
Will Wheaton.
Will Wheaton. River excellent. Phoenix. Let's wrap this podcast up with a little bit of after.
A bit of afters.
Talk. Because it's now currently 11:30 and I got to be up in a couple hours for work again.
Raging.
Yeah. So let's talk. What are you watching at the minute?
I'm watching a little show, Chris.
What's a little show?
It's kind of ambitious, Chris. It punches above its weight and it delivers.
What is it?
Called Lost.
Sponsored by Lucas and Charger.
Great reference.
You still watching Lost?
Yeah, I'm back. Where am I now in Lost? Season 1 still.
Still season 1?
Yeah, still season 1. I'm only watching one episode a night, which I'm liking that. Okay. I'm liking that.
Where about I tell you then?
Missed a couple of nights just because I missed them.
Just because, yeah.
At the minute, Boone has taken a nasty spill.
Is that the lockup?
Why? Are you doing this to me? Literal shivers.
Oh my God.
I was watching it and like I knew it was happening. I knew it was coming and I was just like, I was anticipating it more.
Incredible scene.
Episode. The whole episode is incredible.
So when that music starts, though, when he's leaving the hospital bed and he goes to the father's house, and when he's actually crying and he breaks down in the car, and then it like just cuts the jungle at night, and it's like,
I love as well that that was kind of where they started the whole thing. That John Locke just wanted to be special.
Yep.
Always believed himself to be special.
I friggin' love Lost. We should watch that in the water.
It delivers so much. Like, it was, I seen a comment right the other day, and I had to comment back. It was like, oh yeah, for how badly they butchered the ending of Lost, or the last couple of seasons of Lost, they still had some pretty solid episodes. And I just comment, I was just like, listen, like, Lost is quality TV from start to finish, like,
through and through.
Even if the plot loses you and you like, you don't like where they went with it, like, the character development in every episode, the plotting, the actual like filming, and the music was just amazing. God, yeah. It never like falters in those respects. Like, even if you hate the story, the show,
and you can't follow the story, that's fair enough. But what the show is doing, and
it's class. Apparently, how Damon Lindelof did a show called The Leftovers. And it's like, there's only like 30 something episodes, but like, it's just like Lost, but like, condensed into those 30 episodes. Like, Lost had over 100, and he just like brought that down and delivered it week by week. Apparently, it's class.
How many episodes of Lost is there?
Over 100, apparently.
Is it? Yeah.
Well, like, the first three seasons are all 20 episodes, so that's like 60 right off the bat. And then the last two are...
Oh, yeah, it would be.
The last two are like 13 or 16.
16, I think.
Yeah, so. And then like season four is like maybe like...
12 or something.
Yeah, like something like that. Yeah, so they're still, about 100.
Wow. Well done, Lost.
Yeah.
I'm watching Parks and Rec.
What a show.
It's great.
I fucking love that show.
I had my qualms about it at the start.
Yeah. As everyone seems to have that, because...
Just didn't grab me at the start.
The first season just isn't that good.
Now I'm into season two. I'm approaching the final of season two.
Yeah. That's very, very good.
It's fucking hilarious.
That's very, very good.
So good. Like,
and I don't like season two is like only the start of it getting good. Like, season three and four are just,
it's properly funny. Like, you know.
Oh yeah. You'll find yourself laughing out loud at least once an episode. Yeah. I find anyway.
Yeah.
And then the story that's building around, like, it's not really there yet, but in like seasons three and four, like, they all just become like a family. Like, they just become so, you just like feel part of like their little
so good
group. It's excellent.
So, so very, very good. I just love the way it all works, and I don't know. It's just...
Yeah. Yeah. And just Ron Swanson.
Ron Swanson. Duke Silver.
Duke Silver. Yeah. Like, I love classy him. Things.
Incredible like. Actor, that guy.
Yeah.
He's so, so good. Yeah.
He is just Ron Swanson in real life.
Yeah.
Look from him.
I also watched Baby Driver and Arrival, thanks to you dropping down some Blu-ray DVDs, my wee.
Excellent films, apparently.
Arrival, I watched first. Just kind of blew my mind a little bit.
Yeah.
I watched it and I was like, this is not what I was expecting, and then it ended, and I was like, I was not expecting that.
In a good way, or?
Oh, yeah, no, in a very good way. I don't like Amy Adams.
You just don't like her?
No. I mean, her acting is brilliant.
Yeah, yeah, you just don't like her.
There's something about her, man.
What do you call it? That film was the one that sold me on her, like, because I did like her before. Like, I liked her in... I know you don't like her in Justice League. Have you seen Man of Steel?
Yes.
Yeah, I liked her in it. That was one of the few parts of that film I enjoyed, was... Her Lois Lane.
I don't really like Henry Cavill either.
No, I don't like Henry Cavill. Yeah. I just don't like him. Yeah. I don't like him. I like him in The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, he's good in it. He's just not a good Superman for me.
Yeah, no, I don't.
But I didn't mind her as Lois Lane. And I like her in most things. And I really liked her in Arrival. So now I'm kind of like on her side. Any film she's in, I'll watch.
You're on an Amy Adams binge.
Yeah. It's the same thing happened with Ryan Gosling.
Same thing happens with Nick Cage.
Yeah, it just, you see him in a couple of shows, it's, and you're
intoxicating.
Like, he's pretty good. Then you see him in something brilliant, and you're like, I'll watch anything this guy's in.
He's pretty good. In every show, he's brilliant. Brilliant, phenomenal, and outstanding are the three Nick Cage, you know.
He's our national treasure.
Baby Driver.
Yeah, Edgar Wright at his brilliant best.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, phenomenal.
That fucking movie.
Probably not my favorite Edgar Wright film.
No.
But I think it's his most mainstream one, and it's a real success.
That's beautiful in 4K as well.
Yeah, yeah, it makes a real difference, doesn't it?
It does.
Very pretty film.
I also love Kevin Spacey. I stand by Kevin Spacey.
Don't say that.
Justice for Kevin Spacey.
No, Jesus, no.
100%, I love him.
No.
I love him. Okay. I don't love what he did. He's a phenomenal actor.
He's a prevert, but he's a phenomenal. He's a very good actor.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't stand anywhere near him.
I might. If he gets me some money.
On a like an ethical level, I don't like the man, but does a chintz fact, he's a very good actor.
Yep. Other news, Donald Trump is going to fix... No, he's going to make North Korea great again.
Oh yeah, for sure. Donald Trump is gonna win like a Nobel Peace Prize for this shit. Probably.
Yeah,
I'm serious. Like, this is probably what's gonna happen. Like, and it's like, and I'm so that glad. Man just stumbles his way through fucking life.
He stumbled his way into the American presidency.
Yeah,
and I applaud him for doing that. I don't know who's worse, the fact that him for doing it or the people for voting him.
People voted him in, yeah, but he, you know, he's not a stupid man. Like,
he's not a stupid man.
He's a smart man. Yeah. He knows how to get into the presidency.
He knows how to get things, D.
But he doesn't really know how to be a president.
No.
But he's not really concerned with being a president.
Does anybody know how to be president? Because at the end of the day, it's just a figurehead.
Barack Obama was the president before him, like.
Yeah.
He was, like, an amazing president compared to Donald Trump.
No presidents do. Compared to Donald Trump, absolutely. But no presidents really do anything.
Yeah, but he did a lot.
All this stuff about, oh, you have to be, you know, I'm a wartime president now. But, like...
No, that's stupid.
That means that you make speeches based on war.
That's people romanticizing a country at war.
Yeah.
That's not a good place to be at. Like, no, you want a good peacetime president.
Yeah.
Like, Obama. Even George Bush was a fucking decent president compared to Trump. And he started war.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We don't like talking politics. Don't like talking shop on the podcast.
On the show.
But on the experience. I don't know. Donald Trump, I don't know. Every time I see him come up in the news, I'm just like, really?
I love
him. Really? More?
I love him. I think he's great.
You sound like him there. It's like, I think it's great. I love him.
I can't think of anything else I really need to add to this, D. I think it's been another successful episode.
Experience.
I think
should we just title this one Actually Human Podcast Experience 37.
47.
Sorry, yeah, but experience. But the point here is experience, not episode.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Do you want? Are you happy enough to title that?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not. No, I am. Yeah.
Oh, fine. Well, you're in charge of this one. This is on you. This one.
I am. Yeah.
So you can really do whatever you want with
it. Mad. I'm gonna Edgar Wright the shit out of this one.
It's gonna be all these like jump cuts, all over the fucking show.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the X8 Gaming Podcast Experience, where D and I, sometimes Sean, sometimes Sinker, sometimes Ryan, sit here on a weekly basis and talk about games, talk about films, talk about news, talk about anything that interests us. It used to be solely about games. It is very, very much anything but that now.
X8 Gaming Experience.
It's X8 Gaming because our channel's gaming. Kinda.
Experience.
And even that is entertaining. It's all the X8 Entertainment Experience.
That's awful. Call it a...
XEE.
We call it X8 Gaming Podcast, but we talk about everything. All experiences.
All experience.
We're really running with the experiences angle on this one.
I think so. Remember that you can find this podcast and all our previous podcasts over at youtube.com. Just search for X8 Gaming. If you don't want to watch the podcast or you want to take us with you on the go, if you do, that's great and we thank you. But you can do that through iTunes. You can also do it through Stitcher or any other podcast hosting service. You can even do it through Android via the app Podcast Addict. Take us with you on the go. For all the new subscribers to the channel,
thank you.
All the new faces, thank you. Thank you very much. For those getting in touch with us, thank you. For those for the morale boosting compliments, thank you very, very much indeed. It is. You don't know how much it means to get those. Do you think I was going to say something ridiculous?
I thought you were going to say it is immensely pleasurable.
Not everything is immensely pleasurable.
I know, but you didn't even say it at this podcast yet, and I was like, here it comes. I don't think so, no.
Do I usually throw it in?
I don't know if you do. I just noticed. It's just one of those words.
Yeah. It's immensely pleasurable to be.
Yes.
It is, though, D.
Yeah.
Week in, week out.
And all of those comments, they are mentioned.
You're beautiful.
Immensely pleasurable.
You're a beautiful man.
Well, I do try.
Yes.
Seriously, I try very, very hard to keep this going.
Thank you to everybody who tunes in on the weekly, because it's phenomenal. We can't thank you guys enough. If we could do a podcast dedicated to thanking people,
it would be
short.
It would be very short, and it wouldn't be very coherent. It would be like, thank you, and you know, thank you very much.
We're not very good at saying thank you. We're not very good for asking for help,
but we do mean it when we say thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Stop saying thank you. fuck you guys. Fuck you. Unsubscribe.
Gratitude to you for all of those things.
Remember whenever we used to make real, real empty promises and be like, oh, we got so much big stuff coming. Now we don't even bother saying that. Now it's just like, if it happens, it happens.
Yeah, that's it.
Just go with it.
There may be more videos next week. There may not.
You may not even see this.
It's a real 50-50 fucking thing we're running here.
But thank you, guys. There will be hopefully more Minecraft during the week. There will also be hopefully some State of Decay maybe toward the end of the week.
State of Decay 2, obviously, we'll be playing.
Coming along as well. If you want to find us over social media and keep up to date with everything we do, find us on Instagram at Team Exide or Facebook and Twitter at Exide Gaming. That's pretty much all that really has to be said on that front, other than thank you once again to all the new faces. For all the comments and stuff as well, it's great.
Thank you.
I think that's it.
That's it. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
And good night.
Yeah. Is that it? Yeah?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And
thank
Gus, thank you for this podcast.
How do you say thank you in French?
Merci?
Oh, yeah. How do you say it in Spanish? Gracias.
Good market?
No, that's Irish. Gracias.
Gracias, yeah. How do you say it in Irish?
Thank you in Irish?
Yeah.
Worst,
I have no idea.
Ta.
Sha.
Tasha.
Tasha. Good market. It is actually.
Merci, that. Gracias, konnichiwa, and...
Good market.
Yeah, absolutely. Are we good?
August.
Overnight. XA Gaming, overnight.
This was messy.
By the time we train wrecked the podcast?
That one was even worse though, because it was just like, yeah, and then we just cut it off. It was just like we were just mumbling and rumbling.